This is Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. I was looking up origins of sayings, you know, we hear throughout our life. And this, I just happened to come across. I believe maybe this is a divine revelation from Sir William Shakespeare, written a long time ago. Applying today, in this hour of our society and life, what's the meaning of a rose by any other name would smell as sweet? Wow. This is the meaning. What matters is what something is, not what it is called. Wow. We can take that into King James Bible. And it says, many are called, only few are chosen. And this is why I believe, and I've never even really read all this. 1600s, Romeo and Juliet, by Sir William Shakespeare. Juliet. 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself. Thou art a mongrel. What's a mongrel? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Amen. Oh, by some other name, what in a name, that which we call the rose, by any other name, would smell
sweet. Sir Romeo, were he not Romeo's course, retain that dear which he oweth without that title. Romeo, doth thou name, and for thy name,
which is no part of thee, take all of myself. End quote. Now, a story much favored by tour guides and as such highly suspect is that in this line, Shakespeare was also making a joke at the expense of the Rose Theater. The Rose was a local rival to his Globe 3 theater and is reputed to have had less than efficient sanitary arrangements. Wonderful art, beautiful meaning. I can see how it could relate to many different things in our today's society, especially why people argue over a belief. What matters is what something is, not what it's called. Is it right or wrong, good or bad? You have to have a balance with judgment. But hey, we figure it out as we go. Every day try to be better and only do good out of love. It's pretty simple. We've all been, if you don't believe in Jesus, believe in justice. There's a balance. What other phrases do we have? We can throw in real fast. Because, hey, I'm going to call it a night. I'm about done. I'm telling you. All right. What's this? A Daniel come to judgment. Well, hey, that's powerful because we know what Daniel was. in the King James Bible. In Daniel 5:14, in the King James Bible, we have this, and I quote, "I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and the light and the understanding and the excellent wisdom is found in thee." End quote. The first use of this paraphrase, as we now know it, is from Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice. Wow. So here we see what? We see William Shakespeare, as always, having been thought of and put forth to the King James Bible. What do you think? Well, hey, now we see where maybe some editorials that have been done may be prophecies from the past by divine inspiration and laying historical founding stones in Turner Classic Movies. I loved Turner Classic Movies. I always liked history. I loved it. What else? A Daniel come to judge. Daniel 5:14. That was powerful. I had never read that before. That's great. A Midsummer's Night Dream. Let's see if we can go biblical with that. Let's just look. You know? Here are phrases coined. Here we got coined. That goes straight into the Bible. By Shakespeare. A Midsummer Night's Dream. Here's a list of them. Fancy fee. A fancy fee. Well, what is a fancy fee? Let's look. This is what I do. I love it. To be fancy free. Oh, I said a fancy fee. Fancy free is to be without any ties or commitments. Well, hey, like it or not, we have ties and commitments. Because you know what? Hey, you can't choose your relatives, but you can choose your favorites. Ain't that right? Now, I love everyone equally. But you know what? I will always go back home, even if it's just for a minute, because the story always starts in the origins of the phrases and why. It's a I mean, hey, I've tried to
just do the best I can.
I'm not going to stop. I'm just like you.
We all have our good days and our bad days. All of my bad days have been alone.
Huh? All we need is a friend. What do you think? Somebody we can lean on. They're kind of like a Leon. Lean on me. Who do you think you can lean on? Huh? Really? I'm going to sing this one thing. Because, hey, I believe it come to me earlier today. I just kept putting it to the side. Because, you know, I was focusing on something. I focus 24/7. Huh? Well, let's look. I want to sing it for you. Free of charge. Always. Huh? Because the word and life's lessons and our future should be free of cost. don't you think? I think we all pay our pound of flesh throughout our lifetime, and then we bear a little bit of someone else's cross along the way. A whole lot of little bits add up. Lyrics. Oh, I typed in Leon, my bad. Great guy. Lean on me. Hey, if you're ever gonna lean on something, you better find something strong and sturdy with both feet firmly planted. Even if wherever it's firmly planted at the time changes from day to day, and you know, at least you can depend on that. That's pretty powerful, ain't it? Yeah. Well, I think I'd lean on a rock. I would lean on a big oak tree. Something with strong roots. Because you know what? You can tell a good tree from a bad tree by the fruit it bears. And I think we know the rest of it. If you don't, just Google it and put a KJV in there. Sometime in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there are always tomorrow. Lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. If you feel it too, hey, sing it in your head. You ain't got to shout it out. But, hey, guess who loves to hear it spoken? Please, swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you don't let sure, lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on, for you know it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on me. If there's a load on you, you have to bear that you can't carry. I'm right up the road. Oh, ooh, that's beautiful. I'm gonna say it again. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. So just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Will you say it one time? Just lean on me. Here you go. All rights are given to the songwriter Bill Withers of Universal Music Publishing Group of BMG Rights Management, Song Trust Avenue, for non-commercial use only. This is all just to keep the word going, moving forward like living water, not troubled. No more. Now that you know. If you didn't know, now you know. Trinity Brook Estates is a non-profit organization, only withholding whatever means that is equal to, and if any way possible, less than 9.5%. And that's only to keep stability and keep that boat from rocking. Let's keep on rolling, and I'm gonna lay her down like a bridge over troubled water. Well, guess what? It's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I love you all. I pray for the people. Universal. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, I say these things. Amen. Good evening, good afternoon, and God bless. Coming straight from America. Going universal. Amen. This is Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. I was looking up origins of sayings, you know, we hear throughout our life. And this, I just happened to come across. I believe maybe this is a divine revelation from Sir William Shakespeare, written a long time ago, applying today in this hour of our society and life. What's the meaning of a rose by any other name would smell as sweet? Wow. This is the meaning. What matters is what something is, not what it is called. Wow. We can take that into King James Bible. And it says, many are called, only few are chosen. And this is why I believe, and I've never even really read all this, 1600s, Romeo and Juliet, by Sir William Shakespeare. Juliet. 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself. Thou art a mongrel. What's a mongrel? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part
belonging to a man. Amen. Oh, by some other name, what in a name, that which we call the rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet.
Sir Romeo, were he not Romeo's cause, retain that dear which he oweth without that title. Romeo, doth thou name, and for thy name,
which is no part of thee, take all of myself. End quote. Now, a story much favored by tour guides and as such highly suspect is that in this line, Shakespeare was also making a joke at the expense of the Rose Theater. The Rose was a local rival to his Globe 3 Theater and is reputed to have had less than efficient sanitary arrangements. Wonderful art, beautiful meaning. I can see how it could relate to many different things in our today's society, especially why people argue over a belief. What matters is what something is, not what it's called. Is it right or wrong, good or bad? You have to have a balance with judgment. But hey, we figure it out as we go. Every day try to be better and only do good out of love. It's pretty simple. We've all been, if you don't believe in Jesus, believe in justice. There's a balance. What other phrases do we have? We can throw in real fast. Because, hey, I'm going to call it a night. I'm about done. I'm telling you. All right. What's this? A Daniel come to judgment. Well, hey, that's powerful because we know what Daniel was in the King James Bible. In Daniel 5:14. In the King James Bible, we have this, and I quote, "I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and the light, and the understanding, and the excellent wisdom is found in thee." End quote. The first use of this paraphrase, as we now know it is from Shakespeare, the Merchant of Venice. Wow. So here we see what? We see William Shakespeare, as always, having been thought of and put forth to the King James Bible. What do you think? Well, hey. Now we see where maybe some editorials that have been done may be prophecies from the past by divine inspiration and laying historical founding stones in Turner Classic Movies. I loved Turner Classic Movies. I always liked history. I loved it. What else? A Daniel come to judge. Daniel 5:14. That was powerful. I had never read that before. That's great. A Midsummer's Night Dream. Let's see if we can go biblical with that. Let's just look. You know? Here are phrases coined. Here we got coined. That goes straight into the Bible. By Shakespeare.
A Midsummer Night's Dream. Here's a list of them. Fancy fee. A fancy fee. Well, what is a fancy fee? Let's look. This is what I do. I love it. To be fancy free. Oh, I said a fancy fee. Fancy free is to be without any ties or commitments. Well, hey, like it or not, we have ties and commitments. Because you know what? Hey, you can't choose your relatives, but you can choose your favorites. Ain't that right? Now, I love everyone equally. But you know what? I will always go back home, even if it's just for a minute. Because the story always starts in the origins of the phrases and why. It's a... I don't know. I mean, hey, I've tried to
do the best I can.
I'm not going to stop. I'm just like you.
We all have our good days and our bad days. All of my bad days have been alone.
Huh? All we need is a friend. What do you think? Somebody we can lean on. They're kind of like a Leon. Lean on me. Who do you think you can lean on? Huh? Really? I'm going to sing this one thing because, hey, I believe it come to me earlier today. I just kept putting it to the side because, you know, I was focusing on something. I focused 24/7. Huh? Well, let's look. I want to sing it for you. Free of charge. Always. Huh? Because the word and life's lessons and our future should be free of cost. Don't you think? I think we all pay our pound of flesh throughout our lifetime. And then we bear a little bit of someone else's cross along the way. A whole lot of little bits add up. Lyrics. Oh, I typed in Leon, my bad. Great guy. Lean on me. Hey, if you're ever going to lean on something, you better find something strong and sturdy with both feet firmly planted. Even if wherever it's firmly planted at the time changes from day to day. And, you know, at least you can depend on that. That's pretty powerful, ain't it? Yeah. Well, I think I'd lean on a rock. I would lean on a big oak tree. Something with strong roots. Because you know what? You can tell a good tree from a bad tree by the fruit it bears. And I think we know the rest of it. If you don't, just Google it and put a KJV in there. Sometime in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there are always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help You carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. If you feel it too, hey, sing it in your head. You ain't got to shout it out. But hey, guess who loves to hear it spoken? Please swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you don't let show. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on. For you know it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Lean on me if there's a load on you, you have to bear, that you can't carry. I'm right up the road. Oh, ooh, that's beautiful. I'm gonna say it again. If there is a load you have to bear, that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. So just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Will you say it one time? Just lean on me. There you go. All rights are given to the songwriter Bill Withers of Universal Music Publishing Group of BMG Rights Management, Song Trust Avenue, for non-commercial use only. This is all just to keep the word going, moving forward like living water. Not troubled. No more. Now that you know. If you didn't know, now you know. Trinity Brook Estates is a non-profit organization, only withholding whatever means that is equal to, and if any way possible, less than 9.5%. And that's only to keep stability and keep that boat from rocking. Let's keep on rolling, and I'm gonna lay her down like a bridge over troubled water. Well, guess what? It's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I love you all. I pray for the people. Universal. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, I say these things. Amen. Good evening, good afternoon, and God bless. Coming straight from America. Going universal. Amen.
All right. Well, it is November 3rd, 2018, 12:46 in the p.m. hours. This is Jeremy Owens coming live. For now, recorded whenever you hear it. My main thing that I just want to introduce at this very moment is the possibility of everything. Now, of course, like most things in life, it's always taken a combination of different elements to make something work, to make it happen. There could not have been, at least at the moment, in time when it had happened, electricity without both a man with the idea, a key, a string, and a kite being thrown up into the sky during the perfect timing and the lightning striking the conduction of the key, channeling it into the string, and lifting up all of humanity through one single act. A key. A key. Well, no door can be opened without a key unless it's pushed, knocked down, cut out of the frame, or something like that. So, I believe in this one little moment, we can look at such a dignified element as a combination. Just like when you was in school, a combination. It took at least three. Sometimes you would start left, hit that number, go right, find that number, and then turn back left. Go back where you started from. It all has to do with repetition. Repetition. Repeating one of the certain acts that had been taking place once again. Now, how is this done? Well, let's look at history. History holds the key to our future. If we want to know where we're going, we have to look at where we have been. Now, the Bible. Not just the Bible, but all spiritual and religious writings as such can hold, as we have now seen, keys. Keys, keys, keys. What kind of keys? Well, if we want to live a better life, a better future, and build a better foundation for our children, whom are the future, then we have to start with a combination of certain things. We have to look at where we've came from thus far, recalibrate everything we've ever known, and find and search for the key. Now, what I once told you was this. Right at the beginning, the combination. Combination of all people, of all masses, of all lives matter. That is the main combination I seek to get to. Because for the last year, almost a year, I have been going through a wonder and a pain. Such heartache, such alone. Being alone, with knowing what I know, I have dabbled into a wonderful, wonderfully exertion of time and person through the combination of the elements that were given to me and searching. Search, search, search. I've never stopped searching for the truth. Kind of like the lost and found. Now, I don't know if you can even fathom what I'm talking about. But all you have to do is look, listen, read, talk, speak, reach out. Because every word that you say to someone else influences a change in their life and our lives. Because you know what? Guess what? All lives matter. That's about as truthful as you can get. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, red, blue, purple, yellow, or whatever. Just understand that we all matter to each other. Whether we want to accept it or not. It's just the base of all things. That is the bottom of the mountain. If we want to reach to the top of that mountain. If we want to go alone. But who wants to go that travel alone? If we want to reach the highs of the mountain, to the peak, to where we can build a tabernacle, even just put an incense out. An incense. Why an incense? Hey, it's just a symbolism. There's so much symbolism in our lives, in all founding propagandas. There's a fragment of truth. There is a truth in all things that lie. And there's a truth in this. You and I create the we. And we are what makes all things possible. Not because of our own actions, but because of the wonderful door that was left open, hypothetically speaking, by God, by Jesus. Because it's what he said in Revelations. It is spoken and written. I have placed before you a door that no man can shut. This door. What is this door? The possibilities. It's the possibility that we can now affect our own future by just our actions at this very moment. I call together all people to just take one moment and think about what is it in their lives that is more important than themselves and their money. Money, money, money. Well, money is the root of all evil. It truly is. It's the most coveted. It is the thing that people live and die for, base their actions and their choices. This is the thing that separates individuality, creates barriers and fences, and ruins families. This is the money game. Well, we need to take the money from the game. Whatever happened, just working so that you could see the smile on your friend's face. Isn't that more important than all the money, all the jewels, and all the gold? It's quite cut down simple. And there is no other way to deny it. Excuse me for yawning. I'm very tired. I've been tired for a year now. But I haven't stopped. Can't stop, won't stop. And please remember me. For every word I say is not of myself. But it is for you. By the life that I have been given. And the things that I have went through in this life. Now am I speaking to you. As just a man with inspiration. With a hope and a knowing. That there is more, and I honestly can't say that I can see where each of our actions is taking us. What if I told you one action used us as, with the artificial intelligence and how our laziness is taken into place, that we become batteries. Batteries for a world. Almost like the Matrix, not quite, but I'm sure we could figure that one out. And then the other makes us fall short unto an alien type life form a symbiote, almost like a leech or a vampire or any of the above that you could ever think, feed off of one with hopes given to the other one. Hey, I'll make sure you live a little longer if you'll allow me to connect myself to you, to feed off of you. Where would this come from? Well, it would have to do with the same course, the over-exertion of our economical values being placed on having something do something for us so that we have not to do something at all. Laziness. We do not need this or anything. All we need to do is live life to the fullest, take our choices, and take command of our own lives. But also, in the action of doing this, we have to realize how we affect other people's lives. This is as plain and spoken as possible, and we need to work together. Let us come together as a unified state, a unified status and status of people from all places and all walks. For it is a small world, and it gets smaller by the day. And there is no sense in even thinking that there is a such thing as coincidence. Take notice in your life, each day, what is said or spoken at the chiming of the almighty hour, at the dinging of a bell, at the time when all things should matter, but we have placed it on a back burner so it can singe and scorch and burn those beans. Well, you know what? This ain't Bush's baked beans. I'm not a talking dog, and I tell you this, God's title is the I Am, not God, not whatever else. Jesus is the truth, the word, the way and the light, the truth and justice of the I Am. Now, what is I Am? All lives matter. Give alms to me, but I am not just a single person. I am with you. I have been with you from the beginning. I will be with you from the end, till the end, through all the people, for that is what matters. We, the people. Take it like a grain of salt. Leave it out there floating in the air like the kite that we began with. Or reel it in. Grasp it. Learn from it. Nurture you and your families with the thought of this little fish that I am sending out to you. In Jesus' name, in the word of all things that are good, right, and holy, amen to you, to all men. All men, keep on keeping on, brother, until the very end, and do the best you can, and no matter what you may do.